This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Counting of votes began for the assembly elections in Assam, West Bengal, Keralam, Tamil Nadu and Union Territory of Puducherry this morning. Counting began at 8 a.m. with postal ballots being taken up first, which will be followed by electronic voting machines. Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure peaceful and transparent counting. Counting of votes is being conducted for 293 seats in West Bengal, 126 assembly seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam, 234 in Tamil Nadu and 30 seats in Puducherry. Early trends have started coming in. Ruling BJP has taken an early lead in Assam. The party is leading in 32 seats of the 45 constituencies for which trends are available. Congress is leading in 6 seats, AGP in 5 seats and others are leading in 2 seats. In West Bengal, BJP has taken an early lead in 43 seats out of the 62 constituencies for which trends are available. Ruling Trinamool Congress is leading in 17 seats, while Congress is in the lead in 2 constituencies. In Keralam, trends are available for 34 seats. Congress has taken early lead in 12 constituencies, states ruling CPM in 7 seats and its allies CPI, 2 seats, RSP, 1. Kerala Congress is leading in 3, BJP in 2 seats, while Kerala Congress J is leading in 1 seat. In Tamil Nadu, trends are available for 28 seats, ruling DMK is leading in 12, while TVK leading in 8, and AIA DMK is leading in 6 seats. Congress is leading in 2, and others in 1 constituency. The first trends have started coming in from Puducherry. BJP is leading in 1 seat, for which trend is available. The counting of votes for 7 assembly bipolls in 5 states was also being taken up this morning. The 7 seats are Umret in Gujarat, Bagalkot and Davangere South in Karnataka, Rahuri and Baramati in Maharashtra, Koridang in Nagaland and Dharmanagar in Tripura. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate a North Tech Symposium on the theme Raksha Triveni Sangam, where technology, industry and soldiering converge in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. The Ministry of Defence informed that the symposium will serve as a vibrant platform to showcase and integrate state-of-the-art indigenous technologies to overcome operational challenges. India has rejected Nepal's claim over Lipulekh Pass, termed it as a long-standing route for the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra since 1954, and the Yatra through this route has been going on for decades. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal, in a social media post, said this in response to claims related to border issues made by Foreign Ministry of Nepal in the context of the annual Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. He stressed that India's position in this regard had been consistent and clear, and this is not a new development. Mr. Jaiswal pointed out that India has consistently maintained that such claims are neither justified nor based on historical facts and evidence. The United States and Iran appear no closer to a breakthrough as Washington pushes back on key elements of Tehran's proposed roadmap to end the conflict, even as a fragile ceasefire remains under pressure across West Asia. Iran's government spokesperson Ismail Baghai said the U.S. has responded to Tehran's 14-point plan aimed at ending the war, adding that the response is currently under review. U.S. President Donald Trump, speaking to Israeli media, said he had examined the proposal and described it as not acceptable. Meanwhile, United States will launch Project Freedom to guide countries with ships stranded in the Strait of Hormuz. President Donald Trump said this effort will help hundreds of vessels and some 20,000 seafarers. The India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorm over Delhi, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand for today. Similar weather conditions are also likely to prevail over parts of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Odisha. It also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Kerala, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Uttarakhand and West Bengal. Coastal Andhra Pradesh is expected to witness hot and humid weather conditions today. Amid intense summer heat, the national capital witnessed rain lashing several parts this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.